And we have returned with the terrifying thought that Boris Johnson might return. Rebecca, what do you believe is the likelihood of this occurring?
I don't think it's that likely. I think it's a bit overstated, the likelihood of Boris Johnson. Obviously, he did that Greek reference, I can't remember the details of, where he was like, you know, going to come back or whatever, and it'll be all fine. But I don't think he will come back. I don't think he's popular enough. I don't think people look like nostalgically at the very recent past of his leadership and go, oh well, it was all fine when we had him. I think it, you know, it's possible that we'll get a new leader. I don't think Boris Johnson will be the person. Maybe in, you know, a very long time in the future, but not now.
Izzy, what are your thoughts on the possible return of Bojo?
My thoughts are bad. My thoughts are emotional, and my thoughts are please no. I don't think it will happen. I think it would be, I'd be so shocked. I don't think, that won't happen.
Ali, you seem to have a different opinion.
Well, I mean, we are talking about, hypothetically, if Truss is to not survive the week or the month or however long it may or may not be, we did just have this conversation. While we are in this situation, it will be voted for by members of the Conservative Party, the vast majority of whom never wanted Boris Johnson to leave in the first place. So if it went up for a leadership election, and if, as speculated about in the media, this actually... Boris did decide to rerun for it, he would have a very, very strong chance, I believe. And I'd like to believe the two of you who are more sceptical of this, but I have a sneaking suspicion that we have not seen the last of Boris Johnson on the front bench. And that, well, that depends on how long the front bench is being occupied, at least the government front bench is being occupied by the Conservatives. But if it is until 2024 and they have a new leader in that time, I have a sneaking suspicion, whilst not a certainty, that Boris Johnson could be a very strong part of that.
My personal position is that somewhere in between the two, where I don't think he'll return in this scandal because he's too busy making £150,000 off a random 40-minute speech he did in America. So I think he's like, well, before I get back into power, I might want to earn some more money before I, so I don't become as corrupt this time. Maybe that's his thought. But also,
he cares that much about that.
Maybe. And then I think that he will return in the near distant future, or he will attempt to. It's whether the Tory party are in such a state of disrepair that they actually want him back. And it seems to be that the Tory party is entering where they were 20 years ago after the defeat in the 1997 election, where they were left with around maybe about 150 MPs, something.
Well, polling figures have not been this low since 1995, which I believe was the peak of the Tory sleaze scandals.
A bit after Black Wednesday, but still the repercussions. And what I find interesting, and sort of, we talk about the Tory party a lot, but there is actually an opposition and they are becoming more and more vocal. And the Tory party had to do a lot. It took David Cameron to remove the sort of brand of the nasty party that is now beginning to return. And Keir Starmer himself has rebuilt Labour after the disaster of Jeremy Corbyn. So my question to Izzy is whether you feel like Keir Starmer is a viable next Prime Minister.
I think comparatively, yes. Because my standpoint is, at this current moment, is we just need a different political party. I think that's hard to say. I mean, I was somebody that originally, when Keir Starmer originally came to power, I wasn't too into it. I didn't feel like he goes far enough.
But he is left wing. He's not a Blairite, he's not a centre right, he's the same politics as Ed Miliband. It's just Jeremy Corbyn was on the far left of the party,
which I was more of a fan of, to be honest, in terms of my own stance.
But the major issue with Jeremy Corbyn was he was so far left that he couldn't gain, as we saw, he lost two elections. He couldn't get the support across the all the demographics of society.
I think that's an oversimplification of the problems with Corbyn. I think a lot of Corbyn's problems were his internal management of the Labour Party, and that spilling over into problems with election funding and that sort of thing.
I agree with that. So the media as well.
I was going to mention the media, as in the right-wing media clearly did not want Corbyn, and they did everything in their power to exaggerate those scandals.
Yes, although he did have some severe problems in internal... I don't think he was ever... While I agreed with a lot of his policies, I don't think he was ever cut out to necessarily make the difficult choices that a Labour leader had to in order to unite what is supposed to be a wide church, a broad church, a wide tent, wherever you want your metaphor to be.
I do think that Starmer would do a better job of uniting. Well, I think he currently is.
He's rebuilt the Labour Party. It's whether, I suppose, I'll ask this question to Rebecca. Do you feel like Keir Starmer has a broader appeal to the public than Jeremy Corbyn did?
I think Keir Starmer isn't as... Yeah, I think he does, but I don't think Jeremy Corbyn was disliked by such a large portion of the public that I don't think that is like a particularly high bar. I'd say Keir Starmer's sort of quite neutral in many ways, which I think's not really what you want from a leader in politics, but as it currently stands, I think it makes him appealing compared to Liz for a larger population of the public that might otherwise not vote Labour. So he's kind of gained that central position, if you want to describe it in that way, in the sort of the political spectrum. But I think if you're a Labour supporter, so I voted Labour in the last elections, and I personally don't particularly think he's a good Labour leader at the moment. Like, he hasn't shown all of his potential in the way that I kind of had hoped that he would. He seems to be very much leaning towards sort of centrist politics and leaving a lot of Labour ideals behind. I don't think he's actually the same as Ed Miliband. I think he's much more kind of willing to let go of a lot of Labour values in order to appeal to the public. So I think definitely compared to Liz, then yeah, he's like preferable, but I don't know that he's really what the Labour Party should aspire to be in future years.
So the next to sort of move on to the next point to do with Labour is, we spent last week discussing partly the Tory party conference, in particular Liz Truss's speech, and I would like to discuss the singing of the national anthem at the Labour Party conference and what we all feel about that. As Rebecca was saying, that was the first time ever at the Labour Party conference, and some people were not happy. Ali, what's your opinion on that?
My ultimate opinion is, who cares? It's easy, quite cheap political point scoring in an era where we are where the national mood has swung in a direction towards sort of nationalist, not necessarily in a derogatory way, but more personal identity of the national rather than the sort of international ideals of the move from the 80s onwards from Thatcherism and neoliberalism into Blair's sort of global Britain idea. And we
have the third way.
Sorry?
The third way, but he really championed the idea of patriotism, did Blair. It was all the whole idea of Cool Britannia. So isn't effectively Keir Starmer trying to do the same thing?
Possibly. I think it will be there are a lot of valid complaints about Brexit, and there is a big argument to say that the state that we're in now is a direct consequence of that. However, if we were to stage another Brexit vote today, there is a very decent chance that it would once again be to vote Leave, and that is because of this rising sense of patriotism in this country. So therefore, if it's a politically easy win and a very cheap, simple win for Labour, especially when one of Corbyn's defining moments that the press picked up on in particular was choosing not to sing the national anthem. So if you can, I think it's kind of a deliberate ploy to juxtapose himself and paint himself as more British and proud to be British, as is the national mood at the moment.
Izzy, in sort of your analysis of the media in the past few days, what's your opinion on who the media favours at the moment, just in general? Either Keir Starmer or Liz Truss?
Well, because part of our poll is normally to look at all the different papers to see their representation of the events. They are overwhelmingly against Liz Truss. There's no argument about that. Like, one of the articles because we were going to do our typical normal way of doing things until a few hours ago. One of the articles was Liz Truss has run out of road already as tax U-turn is confirmed. Like, they're very negative. Mordaunt insists PM not hiding under a desk. It's like they're all very much showing it as it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I would also say that even the right-wing media is turning against Liz Truss, saying with putting Conor Burns, who was the minister that got sacked for the sex scandal, on the front page, which would be unheard of, you know, a few months ago. But just because they're against Liz Truss, they don't seem to be particularly for Keir Starmer, even The Guardian, which I find very interesting, seeing as The Guardian was behind Jeremy Corbyn for a very long period of time.
They don't seem particularly anti him, though, I would say. If it, like, almost ambivalence is kind of what I'm seeing.
But
it's kind of how I feel.
He's not similar to Jeremy Corbyn either, so that might be why.
But he personally doesn't attract many headlines. Is it important in this day and age, Rebecca, the influence of getting that headline?
I'd say in the current, like, political climate, no, but in the sense that, like, as long as you're not seeming controversial in the way that Liz Truss is, then you seem like a better deal. But I mean, obviously in a normal, like, election period, then yes, you do want to be making headlines. Of course you want to be making the right headlines. There's that phrase, isn't there, that's like, it's better to sort of be, like, infamous than, you know, not, like, spoken about at all. I don't think that's true, really, in politics. So I think at the moment Keir is probably doing is doing better, certainly, than Liz, in the sense of, like, the headlines thing. I don't think it's a massive issue that he's not in the headlines at the moment.
It feels a little bit like the country and the media is trying to figure out how they feel about him. It's kind of how I feel.
The problem is that Keir Starmer has been Labour leader for 2.5 years now, and he still hasn't made a extremely, like, even a considerable impact on the public.
I disagree with that.
Okay, Ali, what's your opinion?
I don't agree with that. So we hear a lot, for those of us who are following our plans quite intently, our Labour updates quite intently, the three stages of Starmer's plan, the first being to rebuild the Labour Party's image, the second to expose Boris Johnson and, I guess, now Liz Truss for what they are, and he seems to be doing that quite successfully and very recently. And I think maybe this is the reason why it's said that he's not really left a mark, because it only recently came to him kind of having to put forward his own policies, the most obvious one being, as we discussed, I believe, on last week's show, the Great British Energy idea, which is, I think, a brilliant poster policy for the era, a time that is so largely defined by the energy crisis, and that's the kind of thing. Breaking news, by the way. The Treasury has confirmed that the banker's bonus cap will still be scrapped. So
that's
just
good news.
It depends on your point of view. The banker's bonus cap being scrapped.
Oh, that's actually... we'll discuss that after we have a song break. Unless Alistair wants to continue.
I've got nothing more to say. We shall discuss this after the break. Let's talk about the banker's bonus cap.